Ancient Faith Radio presents Readings from Under the Grapevine with Dr. Chrissy Hart. Dr. Hart is an author and licensed psychologist from York, Pennsylvania. Our program features readings from Orthodox Christian books and other classic literature. So now, without any further delay, here's Dr. Chrissy Hart with Readings from Under the Grapevine.
The Life and Miracles of St. Nicholas the Wonder Worker by Count Michael Tolstoy. The Publishing House of the Metropolitanate of Montenegro and the Littoral. Miraculous Deliverance of the Patriarch. During the reign of Emperor Leontius, there lived in Constantinople a God-fearing man called Theophanes. On one occasion, in a wondrous dream, he heard a voice saying, "Order from an icon painter, 3 icons depicting the Savior, the Mother of God, and Saint Nicholas, the Wonder Worker. When they are ready, take them and present them as a gift to Patriarch Athanasios." Theophanes swiftly went on to comply with the command and present the Patriarch with painted icons. Overflowing with pious reverence, the Patriarch looked at the holy images of Christ the Saviour and the Mother of God. "And what is the representation of Nicholas the Bishop of Lycian Myra, a person of low birth, doing in company with these holy images? Take it away from here, and tell the icon painter that he is not to paint such images again," commanded the Patriarch sternly. Although very saddened, Theophanes obeyed his patriarch's command. Next day, the patriarch sailed away to a nearby island to read prayers over a nobleman's sick daughter. On his way back to Constantinople, his ship was caught in a fierce storm. The ship's deck was being washed with huge waves. Suddenly, the patriarch himself was caught by one of these and swept away into the raging sea. Expecting to drown, he remembered how he treated the icon of St. Nicholas not so long ago. "Oh, great saint," he cried out, "I've wronged you. Forgive me my transgression and save me from disaster." St. Nicholas immediately appeared before him. "Why do you call my name? For I am a man of low birth. Forgive me, O holy Archbishop of Christ. From this day forward I shall celebrate you as a swift helper to all that are victims of bad fortune." The saint picked him up, put him back on board the ship, and said, "It is the Lord God who is saving you from disaster through me. Go in peace, my beloved brother, and tend the flock of Christ." Immediately upon his safe return to the city of Constantinople, the patriarch summoned Theophanes and begged him to bring the icon of the saint to him. He then erected a church dedicated to Saint Nicholas the Wonder Worker, where he installed the particular icon in a solemn ceremony. Of Stefan, the Serbian King. The Serbian king Milutin had a son called Stefan, who was lavishly adorned with Christian virtues. He showed great humility, consideration, and mercy to all in distress. His stepmother, the queen, came to hate the prince very much and began to lie ceaselessly to the king, accusing his son of treason. "Stefan wants to rule the kingdom on his own. He is aspiring to gain everyone's confidence and love, so that he might deprive you of your throne and your life." Numerous noblemen warned the young prince of his stepmother's foul activities and advised him to leave the court, seeking protection of armed guards. "Let us put our faith in God. I am absolutely confident that my father would never believe lies directed against his loving son," said the young prince, innocently rejecting all friendly advice. As time went by, however, the seed of evil, so industriously sown by the scheming queen, started to sprout from King Milutin's heart. The prince was seized by the soldiers and brutally blinded. this crime was committed in front of the Church of St. Nicholas. Having suffered ferocious pain, Stefan lay on the ground, unconscious. Suddenly, he saw the holy wonderworker of God, St. Nicholas, standing before him, in his vestments, looking upon him with great sympathy, and holding out his gouged-out eyeballs on the palms of his hands. "Do not despair, beloved Stefan. Your eyes are in my hands." Stefan heard a soft voice. On gaining consciousness in the morning of the next day, the unfortunate prince felt relieved of his sorrow. He now started a life of fervent prayer. But the cruel father did not stop at just blinding his own son. He had also sent him away to the emperor of the Eastern Roman Empire, Andronicus Palaeologus, to be held at his court under close scrutiny. Stefan was confined in a monastery. Owing to his righteousness, devotion to the church, and gentle nature, everybody around him soon began to love him. Even the emperor himself enjoyed talking to him and often accepted his advice on matters of church and state. Prince Stefan had spent 5 years in quiet solitude. It once happened on the very day commemorating Saint Nicholas that the God's holy wonder worker himself had appeared to him in a wondrous dream. The saint told him, "Noble prince, do you remember my words saying that your eyes are in my hands? I am giving them back to you now." Saint Nicholas then laid his hands on Stefan's blinded eyes. "Our Lord Jesus Christ, who has healed a man blind from his birth, is giving your sight back to you." Stefan woke up and immediately realized in amazement that he was again able to see the world around him. It took him a while to regain composure. He then started to praise God and his great and holy wonder worker. However, the healed prince decided to keep his secret to himself for a while. In the meantime, King Milutin had heard a great deal about his son's good deeds, and, being tormented by his bad conscience, he made a decision to bring his son back home. The meeting between the father and the son was truly moving. Shedding tears of repentance, the king humbly asked his son for forgiveness. The righteous prince cried the tears of joy and comforted his father. "You have not done any wrong to me, my liege. It was through your person that the Lord had punished me for my transgressions." Soon the aged king had come to the end of his earthly life. Stefan inherited the throne after his father's death, and upon doing so he made it publicly known how he regained his eyesight. His subjects were amazed to hear of this miraculous story, and they all offered their thanksgiving to the merciful Lord God and his holy wonder worker, Nicholas. King Stefan's rule was righteous and merciful. Being pious, kind-hearted, and wise, he consolidated the Orthodox faith in Serbia. Being deeply confident in God's mercy, he was successful in resisting all those intending to pillage and destroy Serbian lands. The final days of his life were overshadowed by civil strife in his realm, and the Serbian king was made worthy of a martyr's death. Saint Nicholas, who had never forgotten Stefan throughout his entire life, also gave him news of his deliverance from all earthly concerns. "The Lord is calling you to him, Stefan. Be ready to depart from this life." 7 years after his repose in the Lord, the incorruptible relics of the martyr King Stefan became an unceasing source of health and comfort. The Life and Miracles of St. Nicholas the Wonder Worker by Count Michael Tolstoy. The Publishing House of the Metropolitanate of Montenegro and the Littoral, on Ancient Faith Radio.
You've been listening to Readings from Under the Grapevine with Dr. Chrissy Hart, author and licensed psychologist living in York, Pennsylvania with her husband and two children. This is a weekly presentation on Ancient Faith Radio, your listener-supported Orthodox Internet Radio Connection.